Turning now to news from here at the Vatican, the Vatican's chief engineer, Mauro Villarini, has announced that soon the Vatican City-State will be going green. Eimear McCarthy reports.
20% of energy from renewable sources by 2020. That's the challenge that Chief Engineer Mauro Villarini has set himself and his dedicated team in their attempts to reduce Vatican dependence on non-renewable energy sources. First and foremost, solar energy. Next week, work will begin to mount panels under the roof of the Paul VI Audience Hall, to be followed in months ahead by other solar installations in strategic sites throughout the 44 square kilometers of the city-state. Engineer Villarini says the idea first came to him in 2007, when in his New Year's Day message, Pope Benedict XVI launched the idea of an ecology of peace. God's creation and our need to protect it for future generations has been a recurrent theme of Pope Benedict's pontificate. In Brazil, May 2007, he appealed against the destruction of the rainforests. In the same month, the first ever Vatican climate conference was held, while the city-state was one of the first to buy carbon credits.
Der Erlöser ist der Schöpfer, und wenn wir Gott nicht in dieser ganzen Größe verkünden, Schöpfer und Erlöser.
Most recently, he told priests in Bressanone Bolzano, northern Italy, that the brutal consumption of creation begins where there is no God, where material is considered only material for us, that the squandering of creation begins where we no longer recognize any power over us, but only see ourselves. While with an eye to tomorrow's generation, he told the world's youth in Australia,
in the words of your national anthem, this land abounds in nature's gifts of beauty rich and rare. The wonder of God's creation reminds us of the need to protect the environment and to exercise responsible stewardship of the goods of the earth.
Engineer Villarini notes that the quantity of energy produced by the panels on the audience hall will count an average 300 megawatts per annum, enough to furnish circa 100 family homes with a year's worth of energy, but which will only cover a small percentage of the Vatican's annual needs. Meanwhile, a second system will be constructed on the roof of the Vatican's canteen for its personnel. Known as a solar cooling system, it will provide hot water on demand as well as air conditioning during Rome's hot summer months. Engineer Villarini notes that these projects may be a small step in the global battle to protect the environment, but one nonetheless in the right direction. Solar power, he concludes, is a rich, endless resource which not only comes from God on high, but, if correctly exploited, could satisfy the world's entire energetic needs. I'm Eimear McCarthy.